This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Very few of us get to revisit the glory days of our youth, and that's especially true for actors who age out of the roles that made them famous when they were young. But in Los Angeles tonight, Martin Sheen opens a revival of the play that launched his career 46 years ago. The subject was Roses, premiered on Broadway, and Sheen played a young soldier returning home after World War II. Tonight, at the Mark Taper Forum, he appears in The Subject Was Roses again. This time he plays that young man's father. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
There are just three characters in The Subject Was Roses: the Cleary family, Mother Nettie, Father John, and son Timmy, who finds he's left the battlefields of Europe to become a prisoner in his parents' war of regret and recrimination.
Don't you have any consideration for other people's feelings?
You talk about consideration.
How could you do it, Bob?
You any idea of how I looked forward to this morning?
That's Martin Sheen as Timmy in the movie version of the original production of The Subject Was Roses. He confronts his father, played by Jack Albertson, for his cruelty and self-pity.
Always the injured party.
You'll be the injured party in about 2 minutes.
I already am.
Now, in the Los Angeles production, it's Sheen who plays the bitter father, lashing out at his son, played by Brian Garrity.
Always the injured party.
You'll be the injured party in about 2 minutes.
I already am.
Real rough you had it. Good food, good clothes, always a roof over your head.
Hi-ho, everybody. It's count your blessings time.
I'll tell you what.
Unlike the character he now plays, the real Martin Sheen has nothing but gratitude for the character of Timmy.
It was the biggest success of my life, and the most important.
Sheen was just 23 years old when The Subject Was Roses opened on Broadway. He was nominated for a Tony Award.
The whole production of The Subject Was Roses was such a total life-changing thing for me and my family, and not just professionally, but personally. I grew in a lot of different ways as a husband, as a father. I just gained so much confidence and had so many more opportunities opened up to me.
Those opportunities led to roles in iconic films such as Apocalypse Now, Badlands, Wall Street, as well as a long-running TV series.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
On The West Wing, Sheen played Josiah Bartlett, who is arguably still the most popular Democratic president since Roosevelt.
I wish I could spend more than a few minutes with you, but the polls don't close in the East for another hour, and there are plenty of election results still left to falsify.
Sheen says it was his work on The West Wing that prevented him from doing a revival of The Subject Was Roses any earlier. So now it's been nearly 20 years since he's done a stage play, and he's reminded daily of how different that is from film and TV.
I've forgotten how big a toll it takes on you physically. You can't just suddenly leave town. You can't take a break, you know. You got to do 8 performances a week. The demand on us physically, emotionally, every night is quite difficult, and I'd forgotten how much more I respect stage actors that do it all the time.
Sheen is 69 years old and the only surviving member of the original cast. Playwright Frank Gilroy is in his mid-80s, but just had to be here for this production.
This, I never expected. I never expected Marty here in Los Angeles, playing the father of the son he used to be. It's a joy. It's a joy.
Gilroy still has indelible memories of Sheen's audition 46 years ago.
Immediately when I saw him, I almost didn't even have to, you know, hear him read. He seemed so right, and then there were numerous auditions, but I would have grabbed him on the spot.
That's intense praise, considering that the role of Timmy is Frank Gilroy and the Cleary family is very much his own. But Gilroy says the play is not a factual representation of what happened when he returned to his family after the war.
I wasn't that insightful.
It took until the 1960s for him to gain the perspective to put the Clearys on the stage.
You reach a time, and I reached the time with that play, when fact and fiction blend seamlessly. If you do it too soon, it's journalism. If you do it too late, you forget and it's fantasy. There's an optimum time.
This seems to be the play's time once again. Gilroy says there's been increased interest in The Subject Was Roses since America's military has become involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. Martin Sheen agrees that the themes of the play remain current.
American veterans are coming back by the score now, And we are learning of the difficulties that a lot of these young people, both male and female now, who have experienced combat, the difficulties they have in adjusting to civilian life and adjusting to family.
That adjustment unfolds in great detail in The Subject Was Roses, ever painful, ever fresh. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.